ain't scared of you motherfuckers. I'm gonna tell you something straight off the motherfucking press. I ain't coming for no foolishness. And New York, goddamn it, y'all motherfucking women look good. Y'all like a bacon and egg sandwich look good. But I love sex. I love it. Can't do shit no more. And I'm blessed. I'm big boned. I'm heavy structured. I'm hung low. If I pull my shit out, this whole room get dark. Kick it! You don't understand. I ain't scared of you motherfuckers. I love sex, man. I love it by the pound. I'd be glad when they put that shit in cans. Can you imagine sex in cans? Motherfuckers be shoplifting and shit. Folks be playing ball, man. Tell me what you getting ready to do, man. I'm tired. I'm giving me a six-pack of pussy. I'm going in. Kick it! You don't understand. I ain't scared of you motherfuckers. Women just do anything till you talk to any kind of way you want to talk to somebody. It don't make no more fucking sense. I'm in a bar minding my business, cooling out, just being cool, like I am, chilling. Woman gonna come to me, then she just ask any goddamn thing she want to do. She said, Mac, I said, yeah, that's my name. She said, can I ask you a question? I said, yeah. She says, does pussy taste like pumpkin pie? Made me mad. I said, don't ask me no damn question like that. I ain't never had no pumpkin pie. Kick it! You don't understand.
Can you give me $150,000? $1,000? And these guys who grew up with me on welfare, they asked me, like, what the hell you know what $150,000 is anyway? You never had $150,000 your entire life, and you know, you read the newspaper how much money I'm gonna make this year, didn't you?
Mm-hmm. And I had a guy tell me, Charles, he said, wow, man, they're about to put me out of my house, man. I'm 8 months behind. I said, you should have called me when you was a day behind. Months later, call me the day that you owe. You know? If you want help, that's not help, that's taken care of. You know, and then when they sit there and they play psychological blackmail with you.
You can't read none of the letters.
Oh, man.
That's the thing. I get my agent, he says, I don't understand how you do this. I said, I don't. That's why I hired you.
Yeah.
Because these people, they got the best story. You sometimes, when I was younger, I listen to these stories, yeah. I'd be crying like,
yeah.
Where's my checkbook?
Yeah.
And I said, hey, man, I can't do this because yeah. you get hundreds a week.
I did in the
You get
beginning.
Hundreds a week from strangers.
Yeah, yeah.
Not from friends, from people you don't even know.
Yeah, yeah.
But I'm good at it. I see it coming when they come to the house and all of a sudden they knock on the door. And you, hey, man, what's happening? What's wrong with you? Man, it's rough out here, man.
That's it.
You know, I don't know how I'm gonna go home and tell your sister that we gotta move. Y'all gotta move? Yeah, we can't stay here, can we? That's setting you up. Wow, man. I just can't get ahead. I said, yeah, the more you cry, the less you piss, because I ain't giving you a goddamn. I'm not giving you a coupon. They something else,
oh,
man.
Oh, it's unbelievable.
Oh, they something else.
And they will never stop.
And you know what? Rule number one, if you ever get into some money, if somebody call you after 9 o'clock, don't let them in.
Yeah.
I need to talk to you. Talk to him in the morning, 8 o'clock, come to the office. Because they ain't nothing but a murder there. No, they ain't nothing but a murder. But if you say no, you better say no just like this. Well, I ain't got it.
I didn't care.
Really?
You know, I really didn't. I didn't care. I mean, you know, television. I never watch what somebody else does. It does not matter. Bernie Mac got to do his thing.
Think, what was your ultimate goal? What did you want to do?
To be the best.
To be the best.
Within myself. Uh-huh. I'm not in competition with anybody.
So you didn't care what form that took?
No, I don't care what people say. Mm-hmm. When I went home one day, I told my daughter, I said, baby girl, Boots was about 8? When I told her, I said, I might say some things. You might hear Dad say some things.
You need out too.
But that's not Dad. They're jokes. And it does not matter as long as you know the truth. And when she got big, she started fighting for me. He ain't like that. You know, she used to get mad. You know, they said, Bernie's rough. He's raunchy. He just telling Joe he playing. She's getting mad, you know? And I think that's was more important to me. They're jokes, Oprah, and I can differentiate them from this. It's a time and place for everything. Mm-hmm. You know, when I do church functions, I don't talk like Bernie Mac. When I do kids shows and stuff, I'm a comedian. I'm not a black comic. I didn't want a black show. Mm-hmm. I want a show. I make everybody laugh.
Tommy Jackson. Yep. How did his death impact your own?
Man, I felt that because Tommy was the only dude on the show that I really, you know, kept in touch with and you know, hung out at his house and you know, talked. And, you know, Tommy was cool. I was on the road in Baltimore. He came out, man, because he was doing something in Baltimore. Came out to the show. We hung out. You know, and to hear that, man, that was Dee Dee's mother, the little girl from Bernie Mac show. Mother called me and told me about Tommy because they was tight, you know. And that was a tough blow right there.
And they have like a wake up call and like for yourself. Or how did you?
Called me, man, because you know I want to get knee surgery. You know, he went in for knee surgery and ended up, you know.
Right.
So. So I'm like, I put that knee surgery off for a while.
No real deal.
Yeah, so, you know, that shouldn't happen. That seemed like something that shouldn't happen.
That seemed like something that shouldn't happen, man.
But, you know, it was a tough blow, man. Even when Bernie passed, it was tough, man.
Yeah.
Tough, you know, and Bernie, man, was one of the coolest dudes you could ever meet. I mean, Bernie used to, man, you know, he tell you to come up to, like, during lunch, man. He had the buffet in his room. He like, yo, man, y'all ain't got to worry about it. Come up to the room, man. I got a whole lot of food. I mean, that's how he was, you know. He was a cool cat, man.
Yeah, I mean, did he ever talk about what he was trying to do before? Like his passing, did you ever kind of get it out? Like, what else was he trying to accomplish? Because I feel like with the show, to me, that's what a lot of people want. They want their own show, especially with their name on it.
Well, you know, I ain't really get into that about it, about, you know, what he wanted, but I just know that, you know, he was very passionate about his work, you know. I believe they probably worked him to death because, you know, he was trying to promote
Was it Mr. 3000? What's the song?
Yeah, it was something like that. He was trying to promote it. And they just like kept running it, man. You know, come do this. What's that show? Oceans.
Ocean's 11,
yeah, they kept.
13.
Yeah, yeah. Because you know, Brad Pitt had hurt his ankle, So they was trying to push production so that Bernie could do it. And, you know, Bernie was like, you know, he told us, man. He said, man, it was like the mob, man. He's like, they was like, yo, Bernie, we made you, man. You know, you doing this thing over here, and, you know, we got this thing. And so I think they ran to death, though.
The real Bernie is the Bernie Mac TV show. That's Bernie. You know, that's when he's sitting in the camera, hey, America, I'm telling you right now, this is Bernie talking. You know, now on stage, he take it up a level and he throw a little extra slang, a little extra, you know, accent on, you know, Southern and the swag. But Bernie commanded the stage and he was such a big character. And the thing about Bernie, at that time, he was the only one really doing movies during the Kings of Comedy. That's why he ended up closing the show, because we knew Bernie from his movie cameos, and he killed every part. You know, and he has memorable characters in all his films. So, and he showed that range. I mean, he did everything from Jangalang, you know, to a coach in certain movies, and baseball player in Mr. 3000, and, you know, and then the whole, you know, the black movie stuff he did in the 90s, you know, like with the booty calls and other things like that, and played preachers and all type of things. He was very, you know, versatile.
Any particular story between you and him, a conversation that stands out?
I have many, many Bernie stories, but one of the stories, man, I joke about it, but, it, you know, I think subconsciously, he's part of the reason why I never really went to LA and, you know, played the game and slept on people's couches and struggled to make it to the game, you know, to the level of the industry. Because I didn't need to, because I was, you know, making money in Chicago, and I've always, you know, I come from a background of entrepreneurship. I used to own a Subway sandwich shop, and before the Subway, I was in the streets, you know, because I owned a Subway downtown Chicago at age 25. So, you know, this is way before even Jared was the spokesperson. So, Bernie, we had a couple of little, like, conversations where he would give me advice. So this was one of the times I was just coming up in the ranks, and he had finally kind of acknowledged us. Because in Chicago, until Bernie said you was funny, or, you know, let you work his room, Milt Trenier's, he had this Tuesday night room, then, you know, you hadn't made it. We all wanted Bernie's, you know, seal of approval. So I had figured I finally got it, because Teen Summit, the BET show, had booked he and I to be on a panel on the show, because the executive producer was in Chicago, and I was doing a charity auction where we were doing auctioning dates. So these were notable people in Chicago, and they were, you know, anyway, so she saw me, she thought I was funny. I hadn't really made it yet, but I had done Comic View already. So they put me and Ellen Cleghorn, who was a black woman from Saturday Night Live, Bernie, and one other comic, I can't really think of who it is right now. So they put us, me and Bernie, on the same flight in the same limo, you know, to the studio. So we flew into from Chicago together, and we were sitting and talking, and then we got in the limo, and he said, look here, man, I see you're coming up, you're doing your thing, but I tell you, you gotta be original, you gotta do your thing, but don't rush off to LA. He said, conquer your city first, then come to LA, because a lot of cats come out to LA too soon, and they end up being a small fish in a big pond. And he said, and some of them end up broke or sucking dick. And I was like, broke or sucking dick? I'm like, it ain't no other in between, like broke and selling cars or broke and waiting tables. It's either broke and sucking dick. So I'm like, well, let me wait. So that was a really funny story.
They used to let Steve Harvey be the headliner of the motherfucking Kings of Comedy. They used to let Steve Harvey was the headliner, because at the time he was having the most shit. He was the most famous motherfucker.
Right.
But he was bombing too many nights, coming behind DL, Sid, and Bernie. Mm. They had to make him the host. Mm. But Steve Harvey found a way. Even though he wasn't talented, he still found a way to become.
That nigga got talent, man.
I'm just saying, man. The nigga was bombing at night on that Kings of Comedy.
I mean,
nigga.
Yeah, that's different. But he got some talent.
Because he going after motherfucking. You can't go after motherfucking. Man, let me tell you something, man. DL? Then come Sid? Then come Bernie?
Yeah, that's
and
treacherous.
Then Steve? Get the fuck out of here, nigga. That shit ain't going to work. They made Steve the host. So Steve can't get booed every night.
How would Damon do if he followed them?
What? No, let me tell you something. Damon did
fuck
with the Kings of Comedy.
Oh, that's dope.
He was one of the openers.
Right.
Mm. Oh, boy, Latham gave him $500. You got to get there. You got to put yourself up. Let me tell you how I know this. Because on my mama, it was offered to me.
Right.
I was like, get the fuck out of here, nigga. You ain't finna have me on no tour for no $500.
Right.
$500. When Damon was opening up for the Kings of Comedy. If I'm lying, I'm dying. Am I lying, Damon? $500. You get there, you put yourself up. Get the fuck out of here. When I did the Kings of Comedy in Seattle, me and Bernie Mac wasn't even cool like no best friend niggas. But Bernie Mac knew me from the circuit.
Right.
And I went up there before them. No music, no nothing. They just opened the curtain and put me out there. Ripped that motherfucker. That nigga Bernie was like, hey, man, this nigga on, man. Woo, 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 woo. I never forgot it. It's my Bernie Mac moment.
Right.
Bernie was like, man, let this nigga open up the tour. Woo, 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 woo. But they, dude ain't want to give me no cheese. So when I saw Damon doing that shit, I was like, but look, nigga, how you open up for the Kings of Comedy and you still ain't make it? Let me tell you why. Because you's an opener, nigga. You an opening act. You gotta have the courage to find Steve Harvey and say, Steve, sir, show me how you did it. Show me how you made it with no talent. That's what you have to do, my nigga. I'm trying to tell you, you all that shit you did to me, and I'm still giving you the game right now. You need to find a talentless comedian who made it and ask him what do you have to do to get it. Even though I can tell you, it's either kiss ass or fuck boys. Steve Harvey kissed ass. That's how he got it. Everybody thinks Steve Harvey some stand-up ass motherfucking man. No, motherfucker, he kissed ass. The old girl who owned TV One, he used to kiss her ass. That's how he had the radio show out here. And when he found out he was getting fired, he cried. Cried on air.
Look it up.
Look it up.
Yeah.
Look it up. Steve Harvey is in a position of relevance right now because he knows the motherfuckers to get up under.
Bernie Mac sold his soul. They don't even let you see things like this until you sell your soul. So when Bernie Mac got that show, he had sold his soul. The Bernie Mac show. Then he started getting movies. But way before then, he was just doing comedian. Didn't show Bernie nothing. When Bernie started getting his feet wet, they started taking him to Pandora's Box. His mind was blown. But then they put him under the oath where he won't talk. You know, throw the gold up here and there, put your hands in pyramid. That's the oath. So as Bernie started making more money, his name became a household name. They started taking Bernie to the clone lab because there is a thing called clone lab. And they all over, they're not just in America, they're all over the world. All right. They control them anywhere. Rich folks, they're always in places you never think they are. It's like it could be a desert, like nothing exists, and it's this one fucking pond of water or some old trees. That's usually where it's at. It's underground. They got it, man. It's just like the movies. They telling you the truth in the movies. So nevertheless, Bernie Mac was introduced to the clone lab. They take you there. They took him there. They let him see the fights. At first, he thought it was cool, you know. It was like Eyes Wide Shut. They screwing in front of you. They doing bizarre things, man. Bestiality. You're going, damn, right? But the part that tripped him out, how they showed him. They literally showed him how they clone people. They take the real person and put them off to the left and make two more of you. It blew his mind. Just like they did the dogs, the fish, all of that. He was like, wait, I'm tripping. That ain't a real person. Then they start, you know, they stab the person to make you see they bleed. They're real. And they can feel that pain. You understand? So his mind is blown. Now, he done been a couple of times. And the only time they would be willing to put you in shackles so you don't talk, if he's not bringing revenue. But Bernie Mac is funny as hell. Bernie Mac bringing a lot of money. So they said, well, go on, let him make movies. He ain't going to say nothing. He knows what's good for him. And who's going to believe him anyway, right? So this was heavy on Bernie. Very heavy on him. But they already had him chipped. Once they take you to the clone lab, you have to get chipped. Steve Harvey is chipped. Oprah's chipped. D.L. Hughley is chipped. Said Entertainers. That's why they don't say nothing. And this is what happened to Bernie. When Bernie started to have these conversations, they can hear everything he's saying. So they made him go into pain more. So they can put your body in pain. He's still, oh, I'm hurting, I'm hurting, I'm hurting. So Bernie had a talk with Steve Harvey, D.L. Hughley, and Said Entertainer because he believed he could talk to them. Like, man, we got to tell somebody about this shit, man. Cloning people? They advised him, hey, man, this shit been going on since the 40s. We're going to make our money. Steve Harvey, big lip ass, right? So Bernie was really adamant about it. It was heavy on his head. So Bernie did the King. They let him do that tour. He came back. He still was cool. But shortly thereafter, he did a movie with, I believe, with Samuel Jackson. I ain't for sure. And he was still good, but shortly after that movie got done, he kept bringing it up. So Steve goes and rat him out. Well, they knew what he was saying, but Steve was like, he's becoming a problem. So they hold a meeting without Bernie. And they ask D.L. Hughley the same things. Hey, what is he saying? He's saying that we gotta expose this. Okay. They amped his chip up. Because the chip controlled every vital sign in your body. Bernie got real sick, went to the hospital. And they knew what was going on. Steve Harvey knew, D.L. Hughley knew, Said the Entertainer knew that they ratted him out, and he knew that death was coming. They knew death was coming. Bernie wasn't assured at the present time, but when he started getting real sick, he said, these motherfuckers doing this to me. But Bernie did tell his wife what was going on, and she's been scared shitless ever since. And they didn't want him to tell her too much, so they turned it all the way up and killed him while he was in the hospital. And they didn't have to be there. They did it by remote control. That's how cloning works, and that's how the chip works. It works by remote. So somebody could have been acting like a janitor or acting like they dare to see their loved one, could have been sitting in a weight room and hit the remote to turn his chip up to send him to fatal, which is death. That's how Bernie Mac left here, being ratted out by Steve and D-Hell. All them niggas so fake, man.
Our administration believes that there are loopholes that could allow the cloning of human beings if the technology were developed. Therefore, today I am issuing a directive that bans the use of any federal funds for any cloning of human beings. Effective immediately, no federal agency may support, fund, or undertake such activity. Of course, a great deal of research and activity in this area is supported by private funds. That is why I am urging the entire scientific and medical community, every foundation, every university, every industry that supports work in this area, to heed the federal government's example. I'm asking for a voluntary moratorium on the cloning of human beings until our Bioethics Advisory Commission and our entire nation have had a real chance to understand and debate the profound ethical implications of the latest advances. As we gain a fuller understanding of this technology, we must proceed not just with caution, but also with a conscience. By insisting that not a single taxpayer dollar supports human cloning, and by urging a moratorium on all private research in this area, we can ensure that as we move forward on this issue, we weigh the concerns of faith and family and philosophy and values, not merely of science alone. Thank you very much.
Back this way with an aneurysm. He tried to start a mutiny there, saying, we can't have this. We all got to shut this place down. This place is the devil, he said.
He was awesome. He tried to basically save me. Spoke up for me there. He said, we can't be doing this to a human being. I've seen enough of this. This is foolishness. Well, other people started to join in with him. So Elizabeth put a stop to that real quick. They cut him up for hours. And they made everybody sit there and watch him getting chopped. As an example.
One way, all of us up in here, God done blessed us. But I've still got that old ghetto mentality. If I die all of a sudden, think of repentance. I don't want nobody to enjoy plan. Shit like that, man. Yeah, I don't want nobody driving my that's boat. My I don't want nobody sitting up there.
All that's just yep. going back.
Yep.
They all that's just going back.
It was a damn shame how Bernie left his peepers. I ain't leaving nobody right. nothing. I got my wheel all done. I got it on tape and everything.
Yeah, everything with you.
Wheel, you on tape?
I'm not here now.
I'm not here now.
But I just want to say to all my aunts, uncle, you know, that I had a good time while here on Earth. I'm gone now. There's no funeral. I know you all pissed off about that right now. But I'm gonna leave you all just what you all left me. Shit. I'm not giving. I pay all my life. I paid y'all rent, y'all car note.
Helped out.
School tuition. I just don't want nobody banging my wife when I'm gone, sitting on my bed, wearing my robe, my jewelry, and driving my boat. Is that selfish?
That is selfish.
You're just letting it all go back.
Letting it go back.
The whoopings, but we all grew up and became good people. See, now, I don't know what the fuck going on now. Sex, too much sex. Every time I turn around, I'm so sick of pussy, I don't know what the fuck to do. No, man, pussy make me sick. That pink motherfucker something else. That pink bastard, man, is a drug. Don't tell me I'm wearing the patch right now. Don't tell me. I'm telling you like it is. Man, pussy, ain't no. See, grown man, grown woman, get together. Say you want some. I say I'll give you some. You bust a nut. I bust a nut. How the fuck I gotta pay your rent after that goddamn shit? I ain't never seen a pussy with a meat on it. That shit fucks me up there, man. This shit is unfucking believable, man. Pay my bill, telephone bill, light bill. I'm not paying a motherfucking thing. Now, I wish I would get blackmailed. Can't nobody blackmail me. See, that's why I don't fuck around. Because I don't want no pussy. Can't blackmail me. I'm going to tell your wife. I'll tell my motherfucking wife. Before I let another motherfucker tell my goddamn wife. Burn, I'll tell your wife. Motherfucker, I'll tell myself. I'll go home. Wake up. What's wrong? Wake up, just listen. Keep your hands so I can see them. Oh, man, sex is a bitch, man. Sex is so goddamn funny, man. We all trip out on it. But the funny thing about sex, man, see, I'm a comedian. You know, I be laughing. I ain't laughing at you. I'm laughing at shit you be saying. You know, ooh, God damn it.
I ain't scared of you motherfuckers.
Y'all, it's Black Balloon. What's going on? Sunday series, Sunday sacrifice series. Y'all already know we're keeping it going, man. And that was a Bernie Mac sacrifice. You know, as far as, you know, doing the Bernie Mac video, you know, I kind of knew going into it, it wasn't going to be just, you know, so much out there for me to just grab and, you know, have, you know, against Bernie as far as him like exposing things, which he did every now and then throughout his career, but it wasn't like the usual videos I do where you just got so much evidence of, you know, him exposing things in the industry. You know, it was just more behind the scenes things that people were saying about Bernie or things that he said, or, you know, just shit that you could hear in the cracks, you know, and just kind of find out what was going on between, you know, him, Steve Harvey, and, you know, that whole just era of the, you know, Kings of Comedy. You know, you can only imagine like the real things that was going on behind the scene and the possible jealousy that could have been going on because Bernie being who Bernie was, you know, and just, you know, being the front runner of the entire, you know, that entire era basically between him, you know, Steve Harvey, D.L. Hughley, and Sid the Entertainer. You know what I'm saying? You can only imagine, you know, because at the end of the day, these are regular people. Like, as in, I'm saying, these are humans. These are people with feelings who get just as jealous and envious and, you know, angry over little shit, just like how anyone else would, you know, no matter if they're famous or not, especially when they feel like they're not getting something, you know, being a part of the same industry as this man is a part of. And, you know, he's getting more, you know what I'm saying? Like, people get jealous. People get envious, you know, and they'll do anything to cross you out to see you gone so they can be on top. you know, and I'm more speaking on like Steve Harvey and the people that, you know, who basically benefited from Bernie Mac being gone, you know, because Steve Harvey, no one thinks he's funny. You know, he's never made me laugh. I would never go and watch anything with Steve Harvey in it. You know, I'm good. It's not funny to me. And mostly everybody feels that way, you know. You know, so that can kind of just give you like, you know, it can paint a picture of how, you know, what could have possibly been going on behind the scenes, you know, as far as them. And, you know, obviously Steve Harvey basically blew up, got his own talk show, all kind of shit, you know, a real deal puppet for the industry. You know, he does what he has to do, you know, just like what's the name was saying, kiss his ass, you know, and he seems like one of those kind of people. You know, he honestly does. You know what I'm saying? And the crazy thing about Steve Harvey, you know, the crazy thing about him and my connection to Steve Harvey is I actually went, his two sons actually went to my high school. And it's weird. It's kind of weird, you know, because I think one of them might have been like maybe adopted or something, maybe not his real son. Because, yeah, one of his sons looked exactly like Steve Harvey, and he was more, you know, he was more feminine. And then he had a dark skinned son that didn't really look like him at all, so it was a little confusing. But they both went to my school, you know, when I was in high school or whatever. So I was just like kind of like a little side, you know, personal connection to Steve Harvey that I have. But just being in the area where I went to high school, just a lot of people, you know, a lot of people from the industry just happened to just go to that school for some reason. I don't know. I'm assuming because it was partly a performing arts school. But anyway, you know, so with this whole video, you know, I felt, you know, once again, I felt confident that it actually, you know, kind of showed who Bernie was and what he stood for. You know what I'm saying? You know, so we can just kind of, you know, just get the picture of who Bernie was, basically, for the people that didn't really, you know too much about Bernie Mac. You know what I'm saying? And I thought it was crazy that one part where, bruh, man, where he said Tommy went into the hospital for knee surgery and ended up dying, right? When I thought of that, I immediately thought of other celebrities, you know, which basically Bernie was the same way. They tried to say Bernie died from what he was already sick from when I showed y'all in the clip that he actually didn't, you know, they say he died from pneumonia, which the crazy thing about that, Brittany Murphy died from pneumonia as well. Brittany Murphy, BM, she died a year before Bernie Mac. Bernie Mac, BM, Brittany Murphy, BM. I don't know if that, you know, I don't believe in coincidences, so I find that to be crazy that Brittany Murphy died from pneumonia a year and a half before, I think it was a year and a half after Bernie Mac, actually, if I'm not mistaken. I can't remember that. I had to check, fact check that date. But they both died from pneumonia, you know what I'm saying? Like, basically right in a year and a half span of each other, so that's odd, you know? People going into the hospital for things that may have nothing to do, you know, with something that you can die from and end up dying. That's the same way with Prodigy. Prodigy went into the, y'all remember that video, Prodigy went into the hospital for treatment for, you know, what he's been going through and end up dying choking on an egg. Like, get out of here, bro. Get out of here. You know what I'm saying? So all these sacrifice videos I'm doing, if y'all not noticing, all of these shits, like, they have relations. Like, I shouldn't have to bring up Prodigy in a Bernie Mac video. You know what I'm saying? If I didn't have nothing to relate them to, if no story tied together, like, why am I bringing up Prodigy in a Bernie Mac video? You know, why is, like, Tommy going to the hospital for knee surgery and then dying from some whole other shit? You know what I'm saying? Like, these are the same patterns. So if these patterns and so-called coincidences didn't exist, I wouldn't be bringing them up in multiple videos. You know, like when I did the Capital Steez and a Lori Joe and Mac Miller, I brought up them in like every single video. There was a relation for Mac Miller and Steez in like three different videos. You know what I'm saying? So it's like this stuff is all tying back, you know, and showing the patterns that they basically use, man. You know what I'm saying? And you know, so I don't know, you know, I'll just say it like this. Once again, this video is kind of like left up to question. You know, what do you believe? You believe he found out about cloning and they killed him from that? Do you believe his character was just sacrificed off the scene and, you know, Bernie Mac may be still alive somewhere else? You know what I'm saying? You know, what do you think? You know, do you think the cloning thing is real? Do you think he actually found out about that and wanted to expose that? Or do you think that's just a theory that got popular because Yash Karat, I don't know if I said his name right, Yash, you know, because he kind of made it popular years ago, you know what I'm saying? And Donald Marshall, you know, so y'all let me know what y'all believe in the comments, what y'all think, you know what I'm saying? And shit, you know, pretty much that's the Bernie Mac video, man. I figured this one be dope. You know, I don't know if many of y'all expected this one. I ain't really want to tell y'all which one I was doing just so it can kind of be like, you know, boom, Bernie Mac. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, man, y'all already know what's going on, man. Ain't going to keep this one too long. You know what I'm saying? We'll just leave this up for discussion in the comments, man. Y'all let me know what's going on. As always, I'm always seeing y'all comments and suggestions. So, you know, I'm trying to get to them just, you know, timely fashion or, you know, y'all definitely just, you know, keep letting me know, keep commenting. If I don't see it, I'll eventually see it. You know, y'all suggestions and requests and things like that for videos. So y'all already know what's going on, man. It's Black Balloon, and I'm gonna see y'all soon.